What's up, everybody? We're the Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. And this is your Coast to Coast guitar and dadding podcast, where we talk about guitars and dadding. And we flip some things. And I bought a BMX bike, so maybe soon I'll be flipping myself through the air on a bicycle.
That's not going to be good. That's not going to be good at all. No. I am concerned. You showed me a picture of that, and I mean, I am literally in a blanket fort, and I'm concerned for you. Guys, I don't know if you have kids. I don't care if you have kids, but what I'm saying is you should build a blanket fort, like, tonight. Like,
yeah.
I know it won't be tonight, but tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, yeah, you should
plan
do that.
Plan ahead.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, it was, my kids were crazy tonight, actually all day, because I was home all day for whatever reason. I was working on my son's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We have a four-bedroom house, and there's an unfinished room, which is, like, the size of, like, a nursery, you know. It's not huge, but it's big enough, but the... whoever just never finished it. And so I was like, well, if I put a half wall here and some drywall and some insulation, like, we'll be good to go. This was dumb. Why would I do this? So I stayed home today and worked on that. And okay, well, that's been fun. But yeah, then my kids were just acting like bananas all day, and I had to stop. My wife's like, I need your help. I need assistance, which is fine. My son was out of control. And then I was like, let's build a blanket for it. And they're like, oh, okay. And then we did that. And it was freaking awesome. It took up almost, we built two blanket forts that had, like, a central hangout area that was like an atrium with an opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we decided to make it into one blanket fort, but we, like, made it smaller. So okay. The first one was more grand. But the second one was sturdier. Does that make sense? Yeah. Anyways, I didn't bring the blanket for it. I'm not in the blanket for it. I lied. But I am cold because it's like 10 degrees here, and I am wearing a blanket that I brought from the blanket fort that's still set up. So there's going to be some pissed little kids in the morning when they see that blanket fort's all jacked up. Like, we're watching Community, like, over the blanket fort. You know what I mean? It was, like, crazy. Like, don't touch that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am so tickled, by the way. I mean, I've told you one-on-one on the phone, but in front of everybody, so tickled that you are getting through Community.
You have berated me on this podcast about not watching Community. I'm like, I'll get to
it. Have I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was numerous times, like, you wouldn't get that joke. Like, very, like, passive-aggressive, and then also very, like, I remember specifically one time you were like, you need to watch that show, or I'm leaving this show. And I was like, okay. Something,
you know,
like that.
I don't remember the bad things I do.
I also made that up. But. No, you did say something like, you need to watch that show. I can't believe you don't watch that show. Something like that. You know.
Yeah.
But I may have added some color commentary. It's fine. Okay. But anyways. Nope. Great show. If you haven't watched the show, the first, like, two episodes are like, they're funny. But, like, once it hits, like, episode three, it's like, oh, buckle your seats. It's on.
Oh, it's grooving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It takes no time at all. Like, The Office takes, like, a whole season. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's some funny jokes, but it takes, like, a whole season where, like, this is just like, oh, we're ready. So, yep. And I fall out of love with characters. Like, you're like, oh, I think I like Jeff. No, I don't like Jeff. No, I like Jeff. No, I like Jeff. But Abed is obviously, like, you know, everybody loves Abed.
Yep. That should be the spinoff. That should be the title.
That would be good. That would be good.
No, it wouldn't.
So, no, but speaking of that, if you have Disney Plus, there's a movie called Flora and Ulysses.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. And Abed's in it and John Ralphio's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, watch it with your kids. It's freaking awesome. You'll love it. If you have kids, you'll love it.
Send it to me in a text because I don't know how to spell the things you just said.
Just spell F and it'll come up on Disney Plus. It literally was like the one thing that came up like right away. But yeah, just it's like the dad writes comic books, is like a failed comic book artist, and like this girl has like delusions, but like then things become real. It's pretty cool. It's really good. Good kids movie. I would not recommend it. Like, don't sit and watch it with your wife. She'll think you're an idiot.
Well,
but it was, I found it enjoyable.
That ship has sailed, my friend.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm trying to, I can't remember who it was. It's either, I think it was Richard Jenny. And he was like, do I want to be single and date this idiot? Or do I want to be married and be married to this idiot? You know? And it's like, okay, that's how our wives thought when they saw us.
Yeah.
So sadness.
Yeah.
So
I had two pedals show up in the mail since last time we recorded a podcast.
Were they mine from Musician's Friend or whatever? Cause I had, or Sweetwater? Cause I still haven't gotten those.
No. Oh, the,
the pre-orders. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Craig told me he was going to take care of it.
Craig, huh?
Yeah, you never trust the Craig.
We're coming.
If your name's
Craig,
you know. Yeah, Craig. If you listen to the show and your name's Craig, you know.
We're coming for you. No, I got two very cool pedals come in the mail. One that just showed up, which is cool. That
That one.
Yeah. The harmonic equalizer from El Diablo Amps. Dude, I'm going to actually, I don't even know if I told you this yet, exclusive, the guy that designed it, his name at the moment, Peter Bregman.
What, does he change his name all the time?
I was going to say at the moment escapes me, but then I remember, I do. Sentence.
That was funny.
So the guy that designed it, I'm going to be chatting with him later this week on the phone and putting it out as an episode.
Yeah.
So that'll give us an extra week off.
Right.
But it's a super cool pedal. There's a lot of buzz around it. People seem to really like it. I guess they did 40 units like in 2017 or 18. And people have wanted it back. And it's back. And it is freaking
rad. It's
cool.
And
it's going to be a sad day when I got to send this thing back to Alan at El Diablo. But yeah, yeah. It'll be cool to talk to this guy about the design and all that and how he did that. I'm going to have to pretend that I understand some things that he talks about.
Yeah.
But I will do my best. So if anybody has any questions, this episode will undoubtedly come out at least a day or two before I actually talk to him on the phone. So shoot me your questions for Peter Bregman, the designer of the HEQ 1.2 harmonic equalizer. And then the other pedal that showed up, you talked me into it. I was thinking about it. I was pretty serious. It's not like you had to do a whole lot of convincing.
I said my answer, you're like, should I buy this? Yes or no? And my answer was yes. Like, and then you said, already bought it.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't do a lot of convincing on that one.
No, but it's the Snitch from Rare Buzz. Rare Buzz Effects, who we worked with.
Yeah, he was
been
with
a year
the
ago now for the giveaway.
Yeah, right,
at the Pancake
he worked
Breakfast.
With us with the give it the giveaway. He did like a special edition, and then like, yeah, he's got cool stuff too.
Yeah, so I've been waiting for the right thing to catch my eye of his to come along, and this was it. It is the Snitch, which is his rat circuit essentially, and this one is got hit. It's like the first one of his new aesthetic, I guess, for it with these cool knobs and the slickest part, in my opinion, this anodized red washer around the diode switch. I'll have to send you a picture right now so you can see it because it is trick looking. I have not yet had a chance to plug it in because I'm horrible and I'm busy riding bikes. But
can you do like the handlebar spinny thing?
No, not yet. I can't do anything except not fall over at the moment.
You know what? That's a win at your age. I mean, yeah, hey, let's be honest. I don't know how much milk you drink because you are lactose intolerant, but not enough to not break bones.
Yeah.
Not enough to not break them bones. So, sir, good luck.
But, yeah, so I'll be talking about that pedal in the not-too-distant future, hopefully, as well. It's pretty cool. I'm excited.
Nice.
Excited.
Well,
what's new with you?
Pfft, nothing. I just work. That's all. Just work, work, work. No, I mean, I've had some cool flips. I bought this like huge lot of like vintage, like 80s toys, and I've been doing really well, but I just don't have like time to dedicate to it. So it's like, oh, I'll wash this. Okay, I'll list this. Oh, wow, that sold for $200. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like single items are selling for like $200-$400. It's crazy. And so it's like, okay, I can live with that. You know, I paid $550 for everything. So, but so that's been good. And then like, you know, I've been flipping stuff and not so much gear. Like, I just, it's hard to find gear right now because, like, people aren't selling that stuff very much. Like, I just don't see it like how I saw. Oh, you sent me a picture? Ooh, that is good looking. I'm always afraid that when I go to look at a picture that I'm going to mess up and hang up on you. They'll just hang up on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would survive that.
Yeah, that does look good. I know. It would just be like normal. In the summer, I know I told the story in the podcast, but I like left like work and then I went and met like this guy. I was working at my aunt's house and I just like left in the middle of it and met this guy and bought two pedals that were like Joe Bonamassa pedals that were like limited edition. And they, one was signed and like whatever. And I sold one for like $300. Jeez. And so I paid $100 or $125 or something for both of them. And I just sold the other one today. It's been listed forever. I've been dropping it down. I had it down to $200 and the guy offered me $165. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't care. It's a freaking wah pedal. Like, I don't want even get it out of my house. And so that sold. And I was like, oh, sweet. That's a sweet, like, that's nice extra money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. I've sold some pedals, like cheaper pedals here and there that are just laying around that I'm just like, yeah, I don't really care. But nothing really has been moving. You know what I mean? Like if I had the stuff I want to sell, like it would sell. I just like people are buying. There just isn't stuff to like either I'm missing like stuff online.
Yeah.
Or like it's just not for sale, you know, or maybe my standards are too high. I've grown as a person, so.
Okay. Well, I know that, in my recent journey of looking for a bike, I've learned that if you are listening to this podcast and you are like me and had a bike when you were a kid in like the 90s and whatnot, if you still have that, clean it up and start looking how to price it online. Like 90s BMX bikes are freaking
big money.
Super
big
expensive
money.
Right now online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of what I was eight. So it was like 88. I got hit by a car riding my Diamondback bike. It's like the only thing I wanted. Right. And it bent the wheel. Like it didn't like wreck the bike. You know what I mean? It would have been fine, but I was like, get this away from me, mother. I don't want it. So, but like, I have occasionally looked up prices of like, you know, 80s Diamondback bikes. And I'm like, I hate you. I hate past me so much. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, that would have bought like a car. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like not a good one, but still a car.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is the 80s and 90s stuff is so hot right now. It's crazy. That Hansel's so hot right now.
He's so hot right now.
So hot right now. So let's talk about the crap I like.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yours is called Back to the Basics, and mine's called The Crap I Like, right? Is that how it works?
Show me your junk or something like that.
No, that's a real thing. That's like a real... We can't do that.
Is that copyrighted?
I don't know if it's copyrighted, but somebody, I think Earthquaker did like show me your junk.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can't.
And they go to like
that,
actual people houses and look at their actual stuff.
People houses?
People houses.
To troll houses?
What?
Or
I mean,
fairy houses?
Yes. Or okay. Whatever.
That's
I
fair.
Don't know.
I just wanted to clarify.
Whatever. Anyways, so years ago I had a Strat. I had many Strats, and then I got out of the Strat game. And about 2 years ago, I was like, you know what? Jonesing for a Strat. And I was like, I don't want like a white Strat. I don't want like a black, you know, just like with a white pickguard Strat. I wanted something cool, like something different, you know? And I was talking with Will LeHue, and he was at... a pawn shop. It was like, hey, there's this like 80s guitar. It's MIJ, it's Fender. What do you think? And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, but I know you should buy it because he said it was cheap. It was like $200 or something like that. Wow. Yeah. And I was like, you should buy it. And he goes, I don't know. And I go, if you don't buy it right now, I'll just PayPal you money and you buy it and I'll take it. You know, and that'll be my Strat. And he goes, well, what do you think? I'm like, he's like, I don't see him selling that well. I'm like, no. Look at parts. And then he was like, looking at parts. I'm like, yeah, you're going to get like, you know, whatever, $150 for the neck easy because it's a fender neck, you know. Mm-hmm. You'll get X amount of dollars for the body. You know, the bridge alone is like $100 or $150 or something. Like, just so much stuff. And the pickups, you know. And so he's like, bought it, and he did super, super well. But he had the neck left. And I was like, well, I'll buy the neck. And I think we did a trade. I think it was like pedal plus money or something. It was just like a, it wasn't like a matching headstock. Like, I think it was like, his was like a pearlescent, like purpley color. And the headstock was black because it was like, they're doing that like super strat kind of look, they hadn't like figured it out to like make it look, you know, 80s enough, you know? So I was like, yeah, I want to build a strat around this. So I bought a, Fender MIM body. And just slapped the neck on there. And then, like, I was like, okay, now what? And I was like, okay, I want a cool pickguard. And then I went on Deco Boom, and they have, like, this one with, like, it's black with, you know, it's a black pickguard, and that has, like, a, not Western, kind of Western, like, the double, like, Santa scroll, Fe. Like, around, yeah.
I think whatever that's called. That was my criticism of it before.
And you know what? I don't care. I still think it's great, and I kiss it every night before I go to bed. Anyways, It looks fantastic, and Co can go screw himself.
Hey, but you put those knobs on and covered some of it up. It was great.
Right. No, the problem was on the knobs, where the knobs go, they have like almost like bullets, you know, like bullet points, mm-hmm. you know, like X's for like registering stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and it looks goofy. But as soon as I put knobs on there, it was okay. I was like, now it's just like two lines that go around and meet like at the pickups. Fine. So I put that on it, and then I didn't have any pickups, and I randomly found, like, on Amazon, they were clearancing out, like, some of, like, their stock of Fender stuff. And so I got, like, their, the Tex-Mex pickups, and they were, I think they were $75. So, like, all in, like, I mean, I was sub $200 cash for this, you know what I mean? Like, it was relatively cheap to put this thing together. So, but I did a little setup on it. It does not sound like your traditional strat because of those pickups. It has like a very like rhythmic, soft, you know, like sound. It's not like that harsh, like, you know, blues strat sound. It's not Stevie Ray Vaughan. Like, you can't really get that Stevie Ray Vaughan sound out of it. It's just way too soft sounding. But it's not like a bad thing. I actually like it because it sounds way different than anything else I have, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun guitar. It's set up super well. Well, not that I did a good job. It just so happened I didn't have to do much. And yeah, it just plays good, and I like it. I like it a lot. And finding a strap for it has been very tough.
Really?
Well,
what are you looking for in a strap for it?
Well, now my wife got, I was just going to say, my wife got me one for Christmas. She got me, honestly, one of the coolest Christmas gifts she's ever given me. I don't think I even mentioned it, but she got me a Pendleton blanket, which is like a Native American blanket. She got me one that is like a more modern print from them, and it's a guitar strap. And it's gray, and it has like black and like some reds on it. It's really cool. And I was like, yeah, you did well. Thank you. I love you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what to say. She's like, isn't it cool? I was like, I didn't know like the right words to say. But I was like, yeah.
Like, you hate it.
No, I freaking loved it. I just didn't know, like, I didn't expect her to get that. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, I had offhandedly mentioned it, and then she was like, I'm going to get this for him for Christmas, and I win. And I went, here's things, cooking things, you know what I mean? Like, so, but yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm not a big Strat guy. I used to want to be a Strat guy because of Tom DeLonge. You know what I mean? I wanted that sound, and I couldn't afford the Seymour Duncan Invader, so I never got that sound. And then I got out of the Strat game and got into like a Tele and got like sounds I liked. So it was like, that was it, you know?
Yeah.
So because of Tele, you know, I think it just records super well, and it was way more versatile than a Strat. So I just fell more in love with that. But wanting a Strat again, it just, yeah, you know, I rekindled the little love, the little flame.
All right. Well, you know, Telecasters are the superior guitar. So
they 100%.
Okay. Good. Yep.
I'm not saying that I would ever go and sell my tellies because I have three or four of them now. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to do that, but I am going to be like, okay, I like this strat. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's fun. So, but I, you know, the whole thing about that is I think for me, like, yeah, you can go and buy, if I went and bought that, maybe it'd be like $500 or something. If I bought like that year, like strat, but yeah. it would also have like a Floyd Rosie type bridge. It would also have like, you know, like a weird body and like, yeah. you know, like I just not into that. You know, I like putting things together because I can kind of customize it to how I want. You know, it's the Fender Mod Shop, but for me, you know. Yeah,
it's and the, so, the Paul Mod Shop.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So, but yeah, yeah. So that's it. That's all I got. That's my crap.
That's your
the crap,
crap
I like. The crap I like.
Paul likes.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, I have not played a strat yet that I like. But maybe one of these days I'll make it out there and I can.
I think you need to play. I think you need to play one of these like '80s shredder ones.
I've thought about it. They. What about the new
ones
that they have?
I haven't played one. So okay. I mean, I did play like one of those ones. They had it right. They had it NAMM, like
yeah,
the more shreddier.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't hear it. Couldn't really. You know what I mean? Like I felt it, but like, there's also like 800 guys behind you waiting to touch it. So, you know, it's not like you like, I don't know. I just looked at it and went, oh, cool. You know what I mean? But didn't get a feel for it, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like the neck is faster than a regular strat neck. And it seemed a little bit thinner, you know? And so it felt a little bit more like a Tele or like maybe even something like an Ibanez almost, but not quite as thin.
Not wizardy.
So. Yeah, so, but, I mean, I don't know. Try that and see if you like the look. The other thing, too, that comes, there's a stigma with the strat. Like, you got to like the look. But,
right.
like, I think, you know, for most people in the non-guitar world, like, that's what an electric guitar looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what electric guitar sounds like, because they don't know any different. You know what I mean? That's it. They're
yeah.
like, oh, that's the one I saw with Eric Clapton. That's the one I saw with Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know what I mean? Like, they
yeah.
don't. You know what I mean? So they don't care what it really sounds like or what it even, you know, feels like, obviously. But I think, if I didn't lose my train of thought here, I think that if you can get past that, like, well, that's stupid. That's what a guitar looks. You know what I mean? Like, that's what everybody think a guitar should look like. You know, if you can get past that and you don't, if you like the look of a Strat, like, yeah, I think if you can find the right one that plays well, I think you can.
I like weird strats, I will say. Like, looks-wise, I like weird ones.
Yeah.
Like the bastard orange one that I made from parts that
right.
Sean sent us at Gun Street. Like, that thing, I mean, yeah, sure, that's a Strat body and kind of a Strat neck, but that's not a Strat anymore.
No.
It's a hardtail with a single P90 in it.
But I do like hardtail strats. I think a hardtail strat is super fun. I had a hardtail strat I wish I didn't get rid of. I just had a lot of strats at the time. But, yeah, I was like, oh, this is great.
or you know, I do kind – I hate it so much that I love it, that strat bass thing that I sent you that link to.
I hate that reverse headstocky looking.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, you want to know why the lines just don't flow with like the headstock versus the, I couldn't do it. If it had like an Explorer body or like a Firebird body, it would be, I'd be like, cool, I'm into it. But I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah. But it's so wonky that it's good.
No.
It's so cringe that it's fire, fam.
Right. It is like, yeah, it's like RoboCop 2 or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's so bad, it's good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that, I just double checked. It's the Stanley Clark Spellcaster bass. If anybody is following along, wants to look it up. Yeah. It's
oh, he's. I'm gonna be on his poop list now.
Who's like, who, I don't know who that is. Do you know?
I don't know. I don't. No clue. Stanley Clark.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's like an editor for a magazine. Like it doesn't sound like he's a musician.
Apparently, he's a bassist, and he designed this thing. So.
Well, good job. you found you were able to make something that Co likes. So if I had found that and sent it to you, you would have liked it, and that would have been a win for me. But usually I send you stuff and you go, no.
The weird thing about it, so one of the weird things about it that I like is that it's got a Strat like tremolo bridge.
Yeah.
But with bass
that
saddles.
That is the part. Yeah, that is the part that is like a little wild.
Yeah. It's a little wild. So, that is true.
Little wild. I'm going to tell you. I have like 4 or 5 painting projects that like I cannot wait until it gets warm, cuz like I have a shop now. But I can't like paint. I can smoke meat in it. Like I can't like I can't freaking like do anything besides like cut some stuff. You know what I mean? Like I can't really glue anything and leave it, or like it's just not, you know. Dude, it's 10 degrees out right now. Like there's no way I can paint something and leave it out there. No. So like yeah, I have like 3 or 4 projects that I'm like, I need to get these done. I want these done and on my wall. Like I want them done, you know. Yeah. I have that T40, that PVT40. I have all the parts. I have all the parts for it. Mm. Like everything. That's it's just tasty. Sitting in a box.
Yeah.
I know. I thought about just putting it together and then like just playing it with that natural look, but I hate it. I don't like that natural look on it. It is gross.
Yeah, what is
and
that,
I know
golden
if I
oak.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the standard color for 80s furniture? What was that?
Yeah, it's I believe they call that 90s cabinets.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when a real estate agent brings you in, they're like, "Oh, fine oak cabinets." You're like, mm-hmm. "Ooh." That's the color of that base.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good look for me. I mean, so I'm trying to think of colors. I want something a little bit more wild, a little bit more 80s, I think.
Okay.
So I got to think about that. Maybe like a lime green, like a neon lime green.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
With just a few random like stripes of like stark white, like pinstripes.
I'd be into that. Oh,
like
just
super thin.
But they can't be like, it can't be like,
no, not Van Halen.
Like Van Halen-y.
No,
yeah,
not Frankie Stratty.
Yeah, I can't, for in my brain, I kept saying Wolfgang Puck. That's why I couldn't like, you know what I mean? I was like,
bam.
Because like, that's his son's name, right? His son is Wolfgang, right? Wolfgang Van Halen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, Wolfgang? No, that's not it. That's not it. But like, I couldn't get it out of my head. But yeah, no, like it had to be like, couple like straight lines or like I don't know. I'd even do like remember like the John Mayer like Strat that he had?
Nope.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No,
you don't.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
If I did,
oh, it's got
I
like two
it.
Like it has like two racing stripes like down the middle.
Okay.
And something like that would probably work. Like if they were white or black, you know, on a neon green, it would look kind of cool.
What if you did like that neon green? But then, like, did like silver, like a pewter type silver stripe, like the Patrick Stomp Corvette.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
I'd be into that. There's so many options, but the whole thing is, I have all the parts just sitting in a box. It's so frustrating. I just need to build the darn thing, but I want to paint it first because the body's like a little dinged up, so I want to like, you know, do some wood filler and make it like kind of like look good again, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I want to do. And then I have that Wurlitzer project that has been sitting, you know. I just need to get that done. But I didn't have a shop, and my wife was like very like, don't sand near the twins. Don't paint near the twins. Don't look at the twins. You know what I mean? Like, so like it limited everything. So now that I have an actual like shop, essentially, I can do whatever the heck I want. So that's I just need it to be warmer so I can paint.
Yeah.
Someday. Well,
I would like to find a short scale bass neck. So something in the like 25 to 30 inch range. 25 would be real small, but you know, in that range.
That's real
like,
small.
Of like weird short scale bass neck
mm-hmm.
that I could fit into the pocket of that walnut Tele body.
Okay.
And I want to turn it into a short scale bass.
Okay. I'm into it.
So if anybody's got a lead.
I would like to see you play like a neck like for like a mandolin. Yeah. But like with bass, with bass drinks. What is that?
I kind of like, thought that, you know, so
a 21 scale or what is that? That'd be so small.
Something that I might attempt after I finish out that walnut thing is making a electric mandolin. That would be kind of cool, right? That'd also be a good way to make something hideous that doesn't really work all the way for me.
Right, and that could also be like your band name.
Electric Mandolin?
Yeah, or you could be the Electric Mandolins.
Sorry.
It's like the Lone Rangers.
The Lone Rangers.
I like
Rangers.
It. somebody said something. I was like trying to like work a deal with somebody, and then they dropped like an Airheads quote, and I said, "I'm not the Lone Rangers." And then they're like, "You get all my jokes." And then I sent him like the gift that said, "Did we just become best friends? You know, want to do karate in the garage?" And then he cut me a super good deal because I bet you that dude was lonely.
He was a Lone Ranger.
So yeah. Well, other things that are going on in my life are working myself to death, then coming home and doing the same thing, and playing with toys.
Cool.
My son's hilarious. Like, he is, so it's hard to explain because he's technically not on the spectrum, but he is very, like, rigid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's very much like we talk about all the time. He's very much like Abed from Community in a lot of ways, like how he's just like, you'll say something to him and he'll kind of like process it and then go, yes, we should do this, you know, and like, okay, you know, so like it's hilarious because like he'll want to play like G.I. Joes because he loves them so much. And like he makes me do all the voices, and then my wife will like come downstairs and do that, like lean against like the side of the door and be like, oh, and here I am like just being like doing my Cobra Commander voice and trying to, and then he's like, no, you're good now. And I'm like no, I'm not, I'm bad, you know. And he's like you have to be good, you're good now. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm good. But like he won't stop, like if I don't say okay, I'm good now, then he might literally throw a tantrum because Cobra Commander will not be good. And it's like, I'm like, you know what? Like playing toys with you is awesome and I love it, but my life is very strange, just so you know. And I'm like, and like sometimes I'm like, okay, I gotta go play like LOLs with the girls now, which is also hilarious. Like I say the funniest stuff because they just talk about girl stuff, and then I'm like, you know, just do hilarious voices, and they think it's the funniest thing ever. But my wife like would be like, I don't understand what you're doing with your life. And I'm like, you love me, I'm best dad ever. I'm like, we're gonna make a fort. You wanna join? she's like, no, I don't.
Just out there being awesome, Paul. That's all you're doing.
You know what it is opposites attract. And my wife literally was like, I don't know how to play. Like, you know, like she was literally like, I was like, what? No, you just do dumb voices and you can say whatever you want as long as it's not offensive. And she's like, okay. Like, you know, like nervous about it. I was like, just pick up a toy and do like a voice. And she's like,
I don't know.
I gotta go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was hilarious. So, bless her heart. But, yeah. So, my life is very strange. But, quarantine has been kind of fun in a way. But, like, also, like, awful in other ways, you know. But, yeah. So, I am sick of doing tile. I'll tell you that. The last house I did, dude, I laid, like, 5,000 tiles. I hate my life. It was so much. I literally had to take a couple days off because, like, my hands were, like, raw. And I was like, yeah, I need time off to let these bad boys heal.
Let these puppies rejuvenate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I even played church. Like, I played music at church that week. And I was just like, it was all on my right hand. And I'm like, I can barely hold this guitar pick. Like, luckily, you know what I mean? Like, my left hand was fine, you know, because I'm not left-handed, so. But, yeah, I was like, this is great.
Just got to ham fist it, brah.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing like what's that tapping thing, you know, like where they use like the doctor's mallet, you know, to like tap. That'd be good.
Or get an Ebo.
Oh, Ebo would have been good.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have just like, I kind of a little bit like on strummier songs, I did use just like my, like, my last like three fingers, you know what I mean? And just kind of like softly strummed mm-hmm. instead of like using the pick. And then I did another, you know, like I kind of pinched like two strings a lot just to get that sound because yeah. like it just like where it landed didn't like hurt. So yeah, so
you gotta do what
I'm
you gotta
great.
Do, man.
Hey, it's fine. It's yeah. fine.
Yeah.
So the dude that is our new youth pastor is an absolute monster at guitar. I mean, like, I don't mean like good. Like, I mean, like, I don't mean like even performs at NAMM good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't mean that. I mean, like, why isn't this guy like on tour as like a session musician or like as a like a hired gun or something? Like, he's crazy good.
Turns out but nobody's also, touring right now.
Well, yeah, I just meant that's not he took this job before COVID.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't like, oh yeah, no, I was gonna like play with like, I don't know, name whatever Christian artists. And
mercy
he's like,
me.
But then yeah, there you go. then COVID happened. You know what I mean? No, he didn't do that. He just like legitimately this is what he wanted to do with his life, but he's also crazy good at guitar. So
yeah.
He'll be like, hey, yeah, like, and you don't ever see it like during like say like worship time or whatever because he's always playing an acoustic guitar because he leads worship and but like during practice and stuff I'm like I can't even go to practice like he's like he'll be like just do like a he's like you know like in the key of C and I'm like I don't know what you mean he's like and then he'll like turn and then play like this ridiculous like sweeping like on acoustic I was like yeah I'm not doing that like I'm just not. It's not that I can't. I just won't. Yeah. Okay.
And I can't.
Also, I can't. I used to could, but now I can't. Yeah. I'm old now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, don't give up on your dreams. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't give up. Never give up. No, never stop. Never stopping. That's it.
Always stop. Never stopping.
Always
no,
stop.
That
never
is.
Stopping.
Something like that. Something. Yeah. I don't know.
Dream big, kid.
Yeah, you got it.
Holler
you got
at
this, you, toots.
Boy.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, that's one way
right?
to describe
it. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys did it. You guys probably stopped after 10 minutes. But, yeah, so, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for our patronizers for making this possible. Thanks for Blanket Forts. And, yeah, we out.
And to the entire cast of Community. 6 seasons in a movie. See you on the flip side.